man who's the antidote to Jesse Jackson. He wrote the book, From Rage to Responsibility, about his own transition from racial hatred and anger to love and character. He's the founder and president of BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And now, the Booker T. Washington of our generation, with a deeply important message for you. Here is Jesse Lee Peterson.
Happy Monday. This is Monday. Welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. I did. And as usual, the weekend went by fast. Glad to be here. Happy weekend. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I think Mother's Day is coming up this coming Sunday. Mother's Day this coming Sunday. Everybody and their mama love mama. But when Daddy's Day come up, you barely hear about it. No gift, no flowers for Daddy. But happy Mother's Day coming up. Don't forget to buy something for your mother. Even if you don't like her, you still buy something for her. My name is Jesse Peterson. Why is that funny, Bill? Huh? Are you buying something for your mother? They can't hear you. He's shaking his head. Are you going back to that again? Really? No, you're not going to say anything? He's not going to. You're only 28 years old. You're not going to say anything? Anyway, Bill is not going to buy anything for his mother. That's too bad. All right. Welcome to the show. By now, I think everybody have heard about Scott Peterson. He's a man up in Northern California near San Francisco area there who has been accused of killing his wife and unborn baby. And so there is a discussion going around now whether or not Scott should be put to death for this alleged crime. And so I wanted to have a discussion about capital punishment. A lot of black people don't like the idea of capital punishment because they say that it's for the black man, that more black people are being put to death than any other race. And so I'm personally in favor of capital punishment. I think that it should be established. I think they need to use it and do it fast. Now, I am for it. I think it's right on. But I'm also a little leery in that we have screwed up people making decisions about other people's lives now. You know, a lot of black people mad because they don't like white people. And they may sit on a trial and just put you to death simply because you're white. As there are some racist white people that would put you to death simply because you're black. But then you have uneducated people who are sitting there who just don't know what the hell going on and just doing it to be doing it. So I've asked Bob Inyart to come on and talk with me about this. Bob is a good friend of mine. He's my friend. He's also a radio talk show host on Information Radio Network. And Bob, are you there?
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, thank you for coming on, Bob.
Jesse, my mom laughed too when you said mom should you should buy a gift for your mom even if you don't like her. So she has four kids, so I'll let you know how much she gets for Mother's Day.
Please do. I'm trying to talk to my engineer here in the studio, Billy. He's shaking his head. No, he's not going to buy his mother anything, but he won't tell me why he's not going to buy her anything.
Well, you give us his mother's name and address, and we'll get her something, though.
Okay.
Jesse, it's true that...
Bob, let me also say... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you pointed out that the government...
hold that thought, then. Let me just say that you also have a... you're the pastor of Denver Bible Church in Denver, Colorado, right?
That is true.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, you pointed out that the government, you know, our criminal justice system is broken.
Yes.
And so innocent people get convicted and guilty people get acquitted. And so how could we possibly trust the death penalty? But you can't put the cart before the horse.
That's right.
And if you have corrupt laws, when you don't have the death penalty, when the death penalty is not in play for every convicted murderer, then you have corrupt law.
Yeah.
And if the law is corrupt, then the law enforcement officials will be corrupt. You cannot possibly have good governing officials with bad laws.
Yeah.
If you have good law, then you have a chance of having good governing officials. But when the law is perverse, then forget it. You're going to have a bad government and bad juries, and the whole system will be bad. Jesse.
So what you're saying, Bob, is that rather than removing capital punishment, we need to maybe change the lawmakers.
Well, that's a real good idea, but I do think that, well, could you remember when Jesus was on the cross that terrible day?
Yes.
2,000 years ago, and at that time, the Romans inflicted the death penalty on two other hardened criminals.
Right.
And Jesus was on the cross. They were actually talking. It took a few hours for them to die. And Jesus, not only did he say nothing in their defense, in other words, he didn't say they should not be put to death, this is not right, but one of the two mocked him, mocked the Lord.
Right.
And in response, the other criminal to whom Jesus would immediately declare righteous, the other criminal said, "We indeed are punished justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds."
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, now that's interesting because, you know, God doesn't have to put everything that's said in the Bible. It's up to God what the things that are said, what he's going to put in the Bible and what he's not.
Yeah.
And so here was a man who humbled himself in the last moments of his life and put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and even from him, as he's being executed, we get an endorsement of capital punishment saying that that was a just punishment and he was getting his due reward.
Interesting point. Bob, I need to deviate just for 1 minute here.
Yeah.
When you said, you reminded me of the day that Christ died on the cross, you called it a terrible day. Why did you call it a terrible day?
Well, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Creator, in fact, God the Son, became flesh and lived a perfect, sinless life, just a perfect life, but he came to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven because he would pay our punishment. And in one sense, it's a glorious day that God loved us so much that he would die for our sins. In another sense, it was the day that mankind took on its greatest guilt in that we killed the one who loved us, the one who made us, and the one who came to save us.
But I don't see it as a terrible day, but I see it as a good day because that was his purpose. He was born in order to die so that you and I could be free, right?
Well, I agree with you.
So
I agree with that. When we look at it from that perspective, you're exactly right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have a way out.
You're right.
All right. Let me take a quick break, Bob. We'll come back. We'll pick up and move forward. 1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-TALK. My name is Jesse Peterson. Do you believe in the death penalty, capital punishment? Bob Inyar is an expert in this area. He's going to tell us the truth about it according to the Word of God. Back in a moment, lines are open. We're going to take your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Jesse Lee Peterson will be right back. See the truth until the lie is revealed. That is one of the most important reasons for the existence of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Monday through Friday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, here on the Information Radio Network. It's a vital part of the nationally recognized nonprofit brotherhood organization of a new destiny, Bond, dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Bond exposes America's false leaders, both black and white. Your tax-deductible contribution can be made by writing to Bond, Post Office Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. To donate with your MasterCard or Visa, call 1-800-411-BOND. Be sure to also order Jesse Lee's book, From Rage to Responsibility, his personal testimony of his own transformation from racial hatred and anger to love and character. It's only $24.95, including postage. Plus, you'll want to subscribe to the 16-page Bond newsletter. It's only $35 a year for six issues. So write or call now, 1-800-411-2663.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping, guaranteed, with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
You've got a lot of good reasons to buy life insurance. Trouble is, your family needs a lot of things besides life insurance. So, how are you going to afford enough coverage? Call Matrix Direct for a free quote. Because right now, Matrix Direct is offering more choices from more top-quality life insurance companies than ever before, at some of the lowest rates anywhere. You could save hundreds of dollars a year. Give Matrix Direct a call, and in just 5 minutes, we'll compare rates and policies and find the coverage that's right for you. Matrix Direct is the fast, easy, no-hassle way to get a great deal on quality life insurance. So give us a call right now. For all those good reasons in your life. For a free quote, call Matrix Direct at 1-800-649-TERM. That's 1-800-649-TERM. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Policies are issued by various carriers and are not available in some states. Exclusions and limitations may apply. For costs and complete details of the coverage, please call Matrix Direct.
You can't see the truth until the lie is revealed. That lie is revealed on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, weekdays at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, here on IRN. The nonprofit Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, BOND, provides the basis for this show, and you can help by making a tax-deductible gift today. Write to BOND, Post Office Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. Or call 1-800-411-BOND and use your Visa or MasterCard. Call now, 1-800-411-2663.
I asked Bob to come on because he also used the Bible to explain why capital punishment is important. Bob, what time are you on? What time is your program on?
On 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Information Radio Network. People okay. can tune in to Bob and Yurt Live.
All right. 1-800-773-8255. We have people waiting to talk to you about this issue, Bob. But give us some more reasons why we should be in support of capital punishment.
Okay, not only did the criminal on the cross support the death penalty, but the Apostle Paul was on trial for his life in Acts chapter 25. He was in front of a Roman governor, and he volunteered support for the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was the kind of guy who really defended his rights and stood up for his rights. Yet he said in Acts 25, he said, "If I have committed anything deserving of death, I do not object to dying." So that's two examples in the New Testament. And Jesse, we have a lot of verses, a lot of people in the New Testament, a lot of the books in the New Testament endorse the death penalty.
What do you say to those black people who call it racist?
Well, because they say that the death penalty is disproportionately applied to blacks.
Right.
I would say if it were up to me and the death penalty would only apply to one family in the whole world, I would want it to apply to my family. because the death penalty is merciful. Because God says it is a deterrent that people will not rape, they will not murder, they will not kidnap if they know there's a swift and sure death penalty. So I would want the death penalty to be disproportionately applied to my family, because that will help my family stay out of trouble.
Wow. That's a good point, Bob.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
I never thought of it that way. Such a good point. Very good point.
And, you know, Christians have been confused into thinking that vengeance is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But God said, vengeance is mine, which tells us it must be a good thing. And, of course, in Romans chapter 12 and 13, we find out that we're not supposed to avenge ourselves, but Paul writes, give place to wrath. And then he explains where the wrath should take place. He said the governing authority is God's minister, and he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath. So if we read in the New Testament that the governing authority is to bear the sword and execute wrath, and he talks about terror, wrath, and vengeance being brought by the governing authorities against the criminals.
Wow.
And that's the New Testament.
Bob, when in the Bible, when it says that if you live by the sword, you're going to die by it, is that referring to the death penalty?
Well, it is, but in a different way than most people think. The book of Revelation, John the Apostle is the one who penned the book of Revelation. In Revelation 13:10, he wrote this. He wrote, "He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. This is the patience and faith of the saints." It's not just an observation. Christians think it's an observation. Oh, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. No, it's a command from God. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. If you don't execute the murderer, God says, you're profaning me, keeping people alive who should not live.
What would you say, and I'm sure you're going to get some callers who say to you, you don't have the right to judge. And if you're killing somebody, you have judged that they should die.
Right. Jesus commanded us to judge with righteous judgment. In John 7:24,
mm-hmm.
In Luke 7:43, he complimented, he said, you have rightly judged. And Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, he who is spiritual judges all things. So what's happened is the Christians have listened to Hillary, not to Jesus, because Hillary has a favorite Bible verse.
Yes.
And America's favorite Bible verse used to be John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
Today it's Hillary's favorite verse, Matthew 7:1, which says, judge not.
Yep.
But the Christians stop quoting right where Hillary stops, judge not, whereas Jesus went on to say, you hypocrite. Don't judge the guy who's selling drugs to kids at the school ground if you're doing it too. First, stop doing that same sin, and Jesus said then you could see clearly enough to judge your neighbor.
Wow, good point. Bob, let's take some calls because the lines are just smoking. 1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-TALK. Bob Ingyard. We're talking about capital punishment, the death penalty. Are you for it or against it? Let's go to Bill in Michigan. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling. You're on the
air. How you doing, Jesse? How you doing? Good afternoon.
All is well. You're on with Bob Ingyard.
Yes, Mr. Ingyard.
Yes, sir.
What would your comment or your thoughts be about what the governor of Illinois did when he, got rid of those people?
Yeah, he put a moratorium on the death penalty in Illinois, and he let everybody on death penalty row off death row.
Uh-huh.
And that is corrupt. It's corrupt to do that. Let me quote God verbatim in Ezekiel 13:19. God said, will you profane me keeping people alive who should not live?
Okay, but, throughout the years, especially in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, blacks were getting, look at the guys that killed those blacks in Mississippi. They got off, and blacks were being sentenced to death for a little or nothing.
Yeah.
And all throughout the years. And that still stands true today.
Well, here's what God promised. God promised if we have the swift death penalty, that people will not do evil. That's in the book of Ecclesiastes, I think it's chapter 8, verse 11, God said the reason you have a crime epidemic, the reason men's hearts are determined to do evil is because the punishment against the guilty man is not executed swiftly.
Well, you know, I'm for the death penalty, but I think it is flawed, and I think that they need to definitely make sure that they have the right person before. It has nothing to do with color, because me and Jesse often get into arguments about color issues.
I know you love that.
It has nothing to
whites.
Do with color. I think this issue should be resolved, but I think it needs to be thoroughly tested because it's definitely flawed. It has nothing to do with any race. It's
well,
flawed.
Let me, ask you a quick
white people. Go ahead, sir.
Let me ask you a quick question. I don't know you. Are you a Christian? Do you think the Bible's the Word of God?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, the Bible says that if you don't have the death penalty, you will have a crime epidemic. And in America,
I'm not saying, I just said I'm for it.
Okay, now, think through this. Listen for a moment. In America, over the last 20 years, we've had a murder rate from between 10,000 murders a year up to 24,000 murders a year.
Okay.
We have like a murder assembly line in this country, whereas God said if you have the swift death penalty, then you'll have almost no violent crime. And so if the police put every falsely accused murderer to death by accident, everyone, there'd still be hardly no one executed because there'd be almost no murders. When you have 14, 15,000 murders a year, 18,000 murders a year, you might have a lot of people falsely accused. But if you have the swift and painful death penalty, you'll have virtually no murders every year, and so you'll have virtually no one falsely accused, and then all the police resources could be used on a few number of cases instead of spread out over tens of thousands of murders.
Let me just, hey, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go, but I have to tell Bob, you are not a Christian.
Well, hey, Jesse, can I say one more thing, please?
Am I wrong about that?
No, you are wrong, but can I say one more thing,
Bill,
Jesse?
A Christian would be having sex out of wedlock.
But, Jesse, can I say one more
they
thing?
They don't have to test it before they marry it.
Okay, but stop it, Jesse. Jesse, can I make one more comment?
That's what you said.
One more comment, Jesse.
Real fast, Bill.
I would just like to say, what do you think about that Bush daughter being naked over the weekend at the campus? If she came from a good home with two parents?
I have no idea.
She was on campus getting a freak on. What do you think about that, Jesse?
Bill, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, it was all in the papers and on the news.
Well, I'll look it up.
Bush, the daughter of the president, she was naked on campus having big fun.
I'll look into it, Bill, and we'll talk about it on the phone.
All righty.
Thanks,
have
buddy.
A good day, Jesse.
All right. There go a Christian.
Hey, Jesse Lee, you know, I'm not a big fan of George W. Bush, but it sounds like Bill is sort of gloating that one of George W. Bush's daughters might do something immoral.
I know, and in the same token, he's going to tell you he's a Christian. 1-800-773-8255. Let's go to Reggie in Los Angeles. Reggie, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Bob Ingyart.
How you doing, Jesse? How you doing, Bob?
How you doing, Reggie?
Jesse, you know who I am, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear from you, man.
God bless you, man.
I appreciate you
calling me. As of today, I'm going to put some money in the mail and send it out to you. I don't agree with you, but I do believe your calls and everything's working out.
Well, thank you, Reggie.
Outstanding. Totally disagree with the death penalty, only because of the fact that I think we have to change. You know, you say something that was very interesting, Jesse, that black people don't like the death penalty is because of the fact that black folks don't vote. And if we voted as black folks, we will be able.
Reggie, let me take a quick break. We'll come right back to you, all right?
Got it.
1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-TALK. My name is Jesse Peterson. My guest is Bob Ingyart. We're talking about capital punishment, the death penalty. Scott Peterson may get it. Still found guilty. We'll be back in a moment for more of your calls and Bob Ingyart right after this break.
You're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Jesse Lee Peterson will be right back. We'll be right back.
good news on the Information Radio Network. I'm Steve Sawyer. Homes are torn apart and trees and lives are uprooted after violent storms brought tornadoes to the central U.S. The storms yesterday are blamed for at least 14 deaths in Missouri, 7 in Kansas, and 14 in Tennessee. Secretary of State Colin Powell is to leave this weekend for a trip to the Middle East and other areas.
In a week-long trip, Powell also will hold talks in Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, and then go to Bulgaria, Germany, and Russia. In Russia, he will make preparations for President Bush's meeting with President Vladimir Putin at the end of the month. Powell is due to take off late Friday and return to Washington a week later. The talks in Israel and on the West Bank could be critical to how Bush's plan for a Palestinian state will fare. Israel is conditioning negotiations on an end to violence, and Powell agrees that without security, progress toward peace would be difficult. Barry Schwide at the State Department.
This is IRN.
Is life moving different?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance, or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. That's 1-888-839-4651. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway to see if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners. Call Mega 24 hours a day, 1-888-839-4651. 1-888-839-4651. Coverage not available in all states.
This is an IRN business news update. The sluggish economy has taken some of the shine off business school degrees. In a new survey, only 60% of this spring's graduating MBAs had jobs lined up by mid-March compared to more than 80% in previous years. Duke University researchers say average starting salaries for MBAs have remained fairly flat at about $87,800 this year versus $86,500 3 years ago. Following the burst of the dot-com bubble, less than 5% of people graduating from business schools this year are looking for jobs with internet companies, down from 25% in 2000. MBAs would most like to work for General Electric, naming it their most admired company. A new survey suggests the jobs recovery in the technology sector is still a ways off. The Information Technology Association says demand for IT positions is likely to hold steady or decline over the next 12 months. On the bright side, tech salaries appear to be holding steady. With an IRN Business News Update, I'm Hope Duggar.
one 800 773 talk or 8255. You're listening to Information Radio Network. We're talking about capital punishment, the death penalty. I am for it. Most blacks are against it, but I am for it. And according to many black people, I am not black, but I am black. If you see me, I'm black. Before I go back to the subject matter, I need to make a quick announcement on May 10th, this coming weekend. I'm going to be speaking in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Marriott Northwest Hotel there. This Saturday, May 10th, May 17th, Spokane, Washington, June 7th, Knoxville, Tennessee, June 14th, St. Louis, and July 26th, Midland, Texas. And I want to invite you to come out and give us a chance to meet you, to say hello, shake hands, and I can answer more questions. We have more time to answer, you know, really get into the question and answer period. Dr. Larry Bates is going to be there from Information Radio Network, along with his son, Chuck Bates, and Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. If you want to come to this conference, A Direction in the Age of Confusion, you can call 1-800-336-7000. That's 1-800-336-7000. And say, I want to sign up for the Direction in an Age of Confusion conference where Jesse Peterson will be. All right? I look forward to meeting you. Right now, we're talking about capital punishment with Bob Inyart. Lacey Peterson's husband, Scott Peterson, has been accused of killing or murdering Lacey and her unborn, or his and his unborn baby. It's interesting how they say her baby as though it wasn't his. And so the discussion of capital punishment is in the forefront again. So I asked Bob to come on and give us a give us what the Bible has to say about capital punishment. Bob is also the pastor of Denver Bible Church in Denver, Colorado. So if you're in that area, stop by and see Bob, all right? 1-800-773-8255. Right now, Reggie Stewart from Los Angeles is on the line. And Reggie.
Yes, sir.
Can you finish?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and finish your... you are against it, right, Reggie?
What's that?
You are against...
I'm against
capital punishment.
I also investigate... people that are on death row. I have various clients because of the lack of misrepresentation by attorneys originally. If a trial goes to court and the person arrested is charged eventually, and 9 times out of 10 the attorney is basically incompetent, and or represented by what they call in the prison a public pretender rather than a public defender. These individuals, they go to jail.
Right.
They're in prison. Just like the Rampart situation. I do believe there should be a revamping of the criminal justice system. But I totally agree with Bob Sass in reference to, you know, his information. It should be swift. But if they have another, just to ensure that the right person. Now, for instance, if the evidence against Scott Peterson is against him, well, he should. Meet his just due.
So, Reggie, I'll let Bob respond, but it sounds like you're for it, but they need to revamp the system.
I am for it, provided that they revamp it. You know, dealing with individuals, again, I'm going to go back to Rampart because I personally had a hand in investigating, defending some of the individuals who were charged against that. The justice system allowed these officers to come in, testify, and do everything wrong, and thus we had individuals go to jail and prison for a long period of time before the truth came out.
For those that don't know, that don't live in the Los Angeles area, Rampart is a local police department here, kind of in the inner cities, and they had, I think, a lot of corrupt police officers who were committing crimes, and it became a big deal around in this area. That's right.
Now, one thing, Jesse, I do want to say before Bob's responds back, is that Chief Bratton, the chief of LAPD, is going to do something. He totally believes in revamping the criminal justice system.
Yes.
I think he's going to be a good man for Los Angeles, believe it or not.
I hope so. I just hope he can keep Maxine Waters and the NAACP and others out of the picture.
Well, I doubt that because, you know, he has to wave and smile. But
yeah. Let's get a response from Bob, Reggie.
All right. Well, you know, I understand Reggie's concern about the system is so broken, but God in the Bible tells us how to fix the system. And
exactly.
If you have the swift death penalty, then God tells us you will not have a crime epidemic, so that murder is the number three. Last I checked, Jesse and Reggie, murder, now this statistic is maybe 5 years old. You
yes.
can maybe tell me if it's still accurate. But murder was the number one cause of death of young black men in America. Murder.
Right. It is true. It has not changed.
Yeah, and so if you had the swift death penalty, you know, people are concerned about suspected murderers getting wrongly convicted. Well, if you had the swift, painful death penalty, murder would not be the number one cause of death of young black men in America, and so many young black men would not grow up to be murderers. And you know what's almost worse than having your child murdered? Having your child become a murderer.
Yeah.
And so God is merciful when he says we need the swift death penalty and for the government to bring vengeance, wrath, and terror against the evildoer and to execute him with the sword.
Reggie, thanks so much for your call.
Thanks
appreciate it. All right. I appreciate you tuning in. 1-800-773-8255. 800-773-TALK. We have a couple lines, so if you want to jump in there, we got to get to all calls, hopefully, if possible. Let's go to Emmanuel in Memphis, Tennessee. Emmanuel, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Bob Inyart.
Hello. Oh, well, hello, Jesse Lee Peterson. How are you doing?
All is well, Emmanuel.
Well, good. You know, the last time you told me I wasn't breathing too hard for you, so I'm trying to breathe easily now, okay?
All right, just calm down.
Okay, Mr. Newhart, may I ask you something?
Bob Newhart, yeah.
You seem to be dialectically well-informed as far as the Bible is concerned. I got me two pastors, I think, on the air here. Let me ask you, the very last thing in your Bible that you believe in so well, it says what now about adding to and taking away? What does it say?
Don't do it.
It says don't do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just say, since we know that we're just 12% of the population of this country, am I right about that, Jesse?
You're right.
Okay, 12% of the population of this country. Now, you two correct me, either one, it doesn't matter. I think we're about 90% of the ones locked up in jail, in prisons and things like that.
No,
black,
that's not true. Let me be the one to protect you.
Well,
correct you. But blacks are overly represented in the prison population.
Well, sir, let me just say this then. Well, if we're just 12% of the population in this country, 12% now, 12 out of 100%. And we're 90% locked up.
It's not 90.
If I were to use what the Lord gave me, God gave me, and I do have the Holy Ghost, by the way. Jesse, you should know what that is. I have the Holy Ghost. If we were to say that this, if I was using common sense, then that wouldn't add up, would it? Would it, sir? 12% of the population and 90% of the lockup?
It's
hey,
not 90,
hey,
man.
Hey, Jesse,
I think it is, Jesse. Yeah, I think you'd better check again, okay? By the way, you're on the endangered species list, sir.
Hold on, Emmanuel. Hold on. Emmanuel.
The black are youth between
Emmanuel.
The ages of 18 and 26. Am I right or wrong?
Emmanuel, hold on. Let Bob respond to your question.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Jesse Lee, Emmanuel sounds like a nice guy, but he reminds me of my mother's favorite Bible verse.
Thank you.
Proverbs 12:1 says, "He who hates correction is stupid."
Oh, man.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Now I know you.
It's not 90%, Emmanuel.
Jesse, let me tell you something. Do you know that this
Emmanuel.
Explosion and implosion?
Emmanuel. It is
implosion,
not,
Jesse.
Emmanuel, it is not 90%. 90% of black, the prisons are not blacks.
There's
Jesse,
2 million people in jail.
Please check just for yourself. Don't go by anybody else's word.
Yourself,
all right?
Where did you get that from?
Since I already know that you really know the answer, let me just finish this.
Emmanuel, I've done a 6-month study in jails in Colorado, mostly. 7 days a week in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, even in Denver, which has a large black population, the population of the inmates is nowhere near 90% black. But it is, blacks are overly represented based on their percentage of the population. That's true. But blacks also commit more crime based on the percent of the population.
I'll bound you on your own job. Let me just say this to Jesse. Jesse, explosion and implosion, right? You two Bible people there, read the Revelation from the first chapter to the last, and you won't find the United States out where we live. You won't find it listed at all. Why?
Evolution, gun control, sound assault.
Emmanuel, thanks for your call. I need to take a break. I appreciate it. 1-800-773-8255. If Emmanuel have the Holy Spirit, I'm in trouble. 1-800-773-8255. 255. I'll be back in a moment. My name is Justin Peterson. Lines are open.
You're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Jesse Lee Peterson will be right back.
Koreans were recently caught trying to escape their homeland of communist North Korea. After being interrogated, 20 of them were immediately executed. Their crime? They had been studying the Bible.
While tensions rise and talks of aggression continue in Washington, North Korea is already waging a war against our brothers and sisters in Christ. They've been beaten, imprisoned, and martyred simply for their faith. If you want to know what's really happening in North Korea and other nations where Christians are being persecuted, you need a free subscription to the Voice of the Martyrs monthly newsletter. You'll learn the truth about countries like North Korea, China, Afghanistan, and even Iraq. You'll learn to pray effectively for your persecuted brothers and sisters, and you'll discover practical ways to get involved. So call the Voice of the Martyrs right now and request your free subscription to their award-winning monthly newsletter. Call 888-843-1056. That's 888-843-1056. 888-843-1056. Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-822-2178 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-822-2178 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-822-2178.
How can you help change the life of a child in need when you sponsor a child through World Vision? Just listen to the guys from New Song who got to visit a World Vision family and experience firsthand the before and after effects of sponsorship.
There they were digging through the trash looking for something to eat, maybe something they could sell to buy some necessity they had that needed for their families. We went to the home of a little couple they introduced us to there, and we were able to sponsor some of their kids. Live in these little mud houses with no windows and no doors and dirt floors. So we got to see it really up close and personal. And then this past summer I had a chance to go back, and they have another little house now that's a little bit nicer, and they have a cement floor now, and they had electricity now. Before, where they had no electricity, all these things World Vision was doing, it was awesome getting to go back and see how what God was doing in their lives.
Please call for your child sponsorship packet today. 866-279-9435. All it takes is less than a dollar a day, $26 a month, to truly change someone's life. Thousands have been waiting, so call now. 866-279-9435. 866-279-9435.
One 800-773-8255. Instead of capital punishment, how about love?
Ah.
We need love.
Jesse, we're loving people straight to hell. You know, in that Romans 12 I quoted before,
yes,
Paul said, let your love be without hypocrisy, hate evil.
Oh, man.
If you don't hate evil,
yep,
you say, oh, I love the child molester, I love the rapist, and I love God.
You know,
because it's your love.
Yeah.
God says, let your love be without hypocrisy, hate evil.
Let me give out some quick numbers here. We're going back to the phone. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, prisoners on death row by race from 1968 to 2001. 1,969 were white, 1,538 were black, 28 were American Indian, 33 were Asians, 13 were unknown races. So there are more white people on death row than blacks.
Yeah, but so it obviously can't be 90%, and of course it's not.
Bob, give me one short and quick response to what's happening with Bill Bennett right now. He's been accused of being addicted to gambling in Vegas.
Right. Well, in Matthew 20, Jesus said, can I not do what I want with my money? Now, you can't use your money to pay for someone to be murdered or raped or beat up, but if you want to buy entertainment and gamble, that is not a sin according to the Bible. Now, an addiction would be a sin, but there was nothing in that article. That article was a liberal smear article, and there was nothing in there that showed that Bill Bennett was addicted. He makes a lot of money, and so he spends a lot of money on gambling, but it was just innuendo about how much money he loses, whereas they didn't say how much, whether he broke even or not.
He also said over the weekend that he's not going to be doing it again. He doesn't want to send out the wrong message, so it's done.
Yeah, that's right. And there are many conservative Christians who think that gambling is a sin, and since they buy a lot of his books, this story could hurt him.
1-800-773-8255. That's Bob Inyart on the other end there. talking about Bill Bennett. I want to go back to the phones. Let's go to John in Connecticut. John, thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting. You're on the line with Bob Inyart.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, John. Thanks for calling.
Great. I was just I just wanted to comment on the callers and just wanted to make three points in that, you know, capital punishment, it's not a black and white issue. The Bible definitely tells you that if you kill somebody, your life has to be taken. Also, you must be born again. Be not double-minded, and revenge is mine, saith the Lord.
Yes.
So these points, everybody calling and giving their personal opinion, they're all of carnal thoughts. If you don't keep your mind on God and do what he tells you to do and not worry about what other people are doing, are you born again? Are you double-minded? There is no such thing as black and white. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Worry about you and yourself and your only relationship with God.
John, very good point. Appreciate your call. Thanks a lot, buddy. Very good point. 1-800-773-8255. Let's go to Curtis in Virginia. My friend, Curtis. Hey, Curtis.
How you doing today?
All is well.
Bob Inyart, I'm happy to talk with you because I always wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I hear your radio, your program in the archive section.
I need you to speak louder, Curtis, right into the phone.
I'm happy to speak to Brother Inyart. I hear his program, you know, on the archive section of the, you know, network.
Yes.
And first of all, Emmanuel and maybe Bill will be calling in later. Inyart, I apologize for those two gentlemen.
That's okay, Curtis.
Look, I should behave myself.
Look, Bill has already called.
Okay. Look, Bob, do you have any statistics on how much crime, how many murders are created, done in each state by capital, you know, like how many murders per 100,000, based on the fact that there's no capital punishment?
Well, not state by state, but I could tell you broadly that in the late 60s, the U.S. Supreme Court did away with the death penalty nationwide, and there was about 6,000 murders a year at that time. 6 years later, the death penalty was brought back, and it had gone up to 16,000 murders per year. Another 10,000 murderers were born, another 10,000 innocent people were killed every year because of our government's godless prohibition of the death penalty.
So the point is, when the government failed to do their job, then crime will go up.
Amen. There's only one fault for a crime epidemic. That is a corrupt government.
Okay. But at the same time, when a state allows people to conceal guns in a certain locality or community, crime goes down.
Well, that's
an interesting correlation.
That's
yes,
a good point.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so once they get back to putting capital punishment across the board, you will see crime go down as well, right?
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Curtis.
Okay, take care.
Good point. We got some smart people listening to the Jesse Peterson Show.
Yeah, everybody, that's right.
Everybody and their mama.
Remember the two witnesses in the book of Revelation in chapter 11? There were two men that were God's witnesses,
mm-hmm.
and the people wanted to kill those two men. And in Revelation 11:5, God tells us that if anyone wants to harm those two witnesses, he must be killed. And those two witnesses will kill their enemies who are attacking them in self-defense. The death penalty in self-defense, it's a New Testament concept.
1-800-773-8255. You can jump in. We're going to try to get to everybody. Let's go to Johnny in California. Johnny, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Bob Inyart.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
Hey,
first time I called your show, and first time I got a chance to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you calling.
Of course, I know Bob. I call his show a few times.
Okay.
Anyways, Emmanuel called, and he used some logic that's really irritating to me. I hear it a lot among my peers, this percentages game. They feel
yeah.
that they don't believe that percentages can be disproportionate.
Yeah.
That is,
right.
that blacks can commit more crime and represent a smaller percentage of the population. that just doesn't work. when I spoke to a friend of mine who believed the same thing, I asked him a simple question about, like, cases of sickle cell anemia. Is that higher among blacks or whites? And then he told me I was being stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I said, well, what about, this was, you know, a lot of years back. I said, well, what about HIV? What about AIDS? Is that higher among homosexuals or heterosexuals? And he told me it had to be higher among heterosexuals, even though the stats showed it was just heavily, you know, slanted in the gay community.
That's a homosexual disease.
That's right. So I'm surprised you guys didn't jump all over that, but he was so flawed. You guys probably didn't have a
problem. You cannot reason with Emmanuel. It is out of the question.
Jesse Lee, the black economist Thomas Sowell has done such a great job of documenting all over the world things happen out of proportion to racial percentages.
Yeah.
Every country in the world where minorities will hold majority positions in certain fields and vice versa in every aspect of human endeavor.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate your call. Thank you for tuning in.
Good work.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Johnny.
1-800-773-8255. Let's go to, I believe it's Entrees or Entrees in Massachusetts?
It's Entrent.
Entrent. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem, no problem. As I told the guy on the phone, I am against the death penalty, and there's just one basic reason for it. It's because of the fact that the criminal justice system itself is flawed, and being that it is flawed, it will always have it, whether you're black or white or gray or whatever color you are. There's always going to be someone who's going to be put to death that should not be put to death. And if you look at where there is a death penalty at, the statistics have shown that murder rates have not gone down. And when it comes down to crime, period, if the government itself is corrupt, there's going to be crime anyway. Okay, why is it that in black neighborhoods there's more liquor stores than there is anything else? Why is there crack houses in my neighborhood where there's no crack houses anywhere
because
else?
Because there's more customers.
It's because of the fact that people make money off of this stuff and the government itself make money off of it.
Well, the reason for it is because blacks are so angry and they're using alcohol and all this other stuff to escape their anger. So that's why they're they're out of control. So people are making money off them.
There are more white drug users in America.
What about the Indians? They deliberately destroyed the Indians by putting alcohol, smallpox, and different things into their community.
Indians were high off.
You can't put that in there and say that they're making money off of it. Yeah, they're making money off of it, but the other part of it is
but the Indians were high off that. Indians were high off that. Peace pipe stuff they smoke.
Hey Jesse Lee, if the Europeans killed the American Indians,
I'm not exposed to anything but black and white. I truly believe that all races are equal.
Let's get a quick response.
I have no problem with white men. I have no problem with a red man. Anybody.
Let's get a quick response.
That the criminal justice system itself is flawed. It's flawed because of the fact that there's too many people who are rich
get
off on anything, and those who are poor can't get off on anything, whether you're black or white.
Let Bob give you a quick response. We're running out of time. Thanks for your call. Listen to him off air. Thank you.
All right. Hey Jesse Lee, white Europeans killed a lot of American Indians with syphilis indirectly, and the American Indians introduced us to tobacco and killed tens of millions of Americans and Europeans through lung cancer. So can't we call it even and say let's forgive one another and let's start over?
Bob, real fast before we go to the next caller, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
On the internet at kgov.com, kgov.com, and I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church, so you could go there on the web at denverbiblechurch.org.
They can also tune into your show. Bob, thank you so much. I'm sorry, callers, I cannot take any more calls. Minister Brown from Massachusetts and others, thank you for tuning in. Bob, thanks for coming on with me.
You're welcome. God bless you, Jim.
God bless you. And God bless the listening audience of Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good night.
Jesse Lee Peterson, awakening Americans everywhere with the truth about overcoming anger with forgiveness, bringing races together with understanding, and helping rebuild the family by rebuilding the man. Listen next time for the show that exposes America's false leaders, both black and white. The Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of IRN, its advertisers, or affiliates.